This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, what celebrity bought their five-year-old a $40,000 Rolex?
Who did it? Just tell me, because honestly, it doesn't matter. I love this.
Kylie Jenner.
I love it a little less, but good for them still.
She's doing a story or a TikTok talking about what's in her purse, okay? And as she's going through her purse, she pulls out this little toddler-sized Rolex. It's like worth like 40 grand. She's
little
like, oh,
baby,
this is...
Little mini baby Rolex.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this is Stormy's. This is Stormy's.
And it was just casually in her purse? Oh, whoops, forgot this was in here. This $40,000 Roly.
Imagine jewelry worth 40 grand. You Oops. Forget about it in your purse. I would die.
The purse must be more expensive.
It probably is. I'd be clutching my purse so tight if there was a $40,000 Rolex in there. But for someone like Kylie Jenner, whoop-dee-doo. It's just at the bottom of her purse.
Listen, it's a baby Rolex, not an adult Rolex. You know those are cheaper.
Well, and at one point she said it was originally hers, but it's the size of a toddler's wrist. So they obviously have like a toddler band on. I don't know. My point is, how boring your life must be if at 5 years old you have a $40,000 Rolex in your mom's bag and you don't know or care about it. Neither does she. What do you have to look forward to in life? Like what? Nothing.
Nothing. Life. You made it. You got a $40,000 Roly on your wrist at five. Well, technically not on a wrist because it's in your mom's purse, but
we should
you get
envy
the
them. We should envy them. I actually would not want to be them.
No?
I think you would have no satisfaction in anything.
I'll take a $40,000 Roly for baby Sammy any day.
Yeah, until it's sitting in your wife's purse because you forgot about it because you're so rich, it doesn't matter.
Look, if I was that rich, it wouldn't matter. It'd be fine. I'd be good. I got so much money, I'll probably fly everywhere, which they do.
What would you get satisfaction in if you had everything? Like, literally.
Buying another Roly?
You would. Fine. Go get your Rolex. You know, Sis is in her feelings there. Okay? Let her live.
I know that's right.
Nobody's taking her seriously. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Man, dog, can I just say?
What?
I was listening to that song. Mm-hmm. I mean, we listened to that song,
obviously.
Right?
Obviously.
And one day I heard the lyrics for the first time.
But you didn't hear it.
And then in my head, I'm like, dog, is this an admission tape? And she's like, I just killed my... I was like, oh my gosh, it is. Oh my goodness. Has anybody listened to this? Actually listened to this? No, it was funny to me.
I've heard it in the car with my kids, and I always wonder, are they going to say anything? They have no clue what it is. They're not even listening. They have no idea what the lyrics are talking about.
And who knows what the allegory really means? But to me, I'm like, wow. Goodness gracious. Okay.
It's quite a song there. Yep. Anyway, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Coming up next on the show, very excited because I have a question for everybody about what they're doing right at this moment and how they're working with it.
We all have
something going on at this time in the morning, and coming up next, we're going to discuss how many you have and what you have. I want to know, and you're going to tell me everything. I need details.
So many possibilities.
Kiss FM. If you missed it yesterday, we made a big announcement on this show. Ludacris coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on Friday, August 11th, and not only is Ludacris coming, we're giving away VIP suite tickets all this week, and you're going to be going to the show with me and DZ. Like, we are taking our listeners, and we've got our own VIP area, and you could win your chance to go with us at 7:45.
I'm already dreaming about watching Ludacris VIP with you listeners. My wife saying she's definitely going. She don't care what nobody says.
I hear her. Who won yesterday, Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron can come. I'm sure we can find Aaron a spot.
We'll figure it out. But no, she's excited. We're all excited. Luda.
Yeah.
Wisconsin State Fair, August 11th, bruh.
Yeah, so be here at 7:45 to win those.
Yeah, buddy. All week long.
I want to know how many you have right now and how many you normally have, because when I was with my girlfriends over the weekend and we went to brunch and they said, what can we get you to drink? And I said, an iced tea and some water, please. And my girlfriend says, I need coffee and I need a Diet Coke and I need some water. And she started like listing off. And I said, yes, honey. Yes.
I had the whole list.
And I started to want to order more drinks because normally I have a compulsive amount of drinks in the morning. And I looked at her and I go, you too? She goes, says, yeah, sorry, I know it's obnoxious, but I got to have Diet Coke and coffee. I go, doesn't look obnoxious to me.
Diet Coke and coffee? That's like a double dose of caffeine
and
right there.
And what does Allie have in her hands right now?
Diet Coke?
Coffee.
And what else? And what else is next
and
to my,
water.
And water. And normally, once in a while, I swing by Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's, and I get an iced tea. True story. So.
How do you hold all these drinks? That's what I want to know.
I've dropped them before and you've seen it. I've tried to come in. I have tried to carry all my, the coffee I make when I get here.
Uh-huh.
The water I always have in my same cup, right, that I carry everywhere
and
I go.
A little tumbler cup or whatever.
Everybody's got like, a lot of people have water bottles that go everywhere with them,
yeah.
Right? And then the Diet Coke comes and goes as I feel like I'm in the mood. But the coffee's my focus. So I feel, always thought, well, four drinks, you are just compulsive and obnoxious, Allie. But
yeah, that's OC, right?
I thought.
Well, yeah.
And now I'm learning people have all these drinks. Our sales manager comes in every day. He's got a Diet Coke and a coffee. I see it. He's got a hot and a cold.
Yeah, so, what am I talking about? As I look over it, I got two drinks right now, too.
See, and they are?
I got a water and I got a Canada Dry. I got a little ginger ale.
See?
Oh.
See?
And normally it would be a water and a coffee, but the coffee ain't doing me right now, so.
So you have at least two?
I got at least two drinks.
So,
but normally I'm a one drink kind of person, so I don't know what it
is. I'm not, and I don't know what happened.
Huh.
You normally have one drink and one
normally
drink only.
One drink and one drink only. I'll refill my cup as many times as I need to, right?
You know how we had improv class last night and
yeah.
I brought my water in, but part of me wanted to bring my water and my Diet Coke. Like, I struggle when I have to pick one.
What? Why do you have to pick one?
Bring I guess I in. Don't because I think it looks obnoxious and I come in with all my cups.
You come in with two drinks all of a sudden. And I, how do you figure that you are going to need to drink that much? How do you not stay in the bathroom all the time?
I am in the bathroom all the time. I am. But the thing is, I never know what I don't know what. Maybe it's, I don't know. I thought it was a compulsive thing, but then I watch
maybe.
Other people doing it.
I mean, this has to be a thing.
Because it's not, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary that I have like issues with compulsivity, like with my eating history. And like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a far-fetched thing. We all do things compulsively. Some of us worse than others. So I just always thought my drinks were like a branch of that.
You know, man, I'm thinking about some of my family, and
yeah.
in particular, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
They stay in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't drink anything. I mean, especially like, with food. I mean, ever. Yeah, he'll drink something, but he doesn't eat with food whatsoever, and he'll wait until after his meal's completely done and then maybe have like a glass of water or something.
I could never eat without a drink.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't even want to eat if there's no drink.
Right.
It ruins the whole experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
I just, at least water, and even then, I need mm-hmm. something different than water in my mouth when I'm eating.
Well, I want to know, since I saw my girlfriend have two drinks, the Diet Coke and the coffee and water,
uh-huh.
and then I felt less bad about my own choices. I said, let's talk about it on the air. Maybe people will tell us, how many drinks do you really have in the morning? Like, what's your lineup?
Well,
what's your starting lineup? Because coffee's my quarterback.
Yeah, coffee's the quarterback.
Water, who's the second most important person on the football field?
True.
Who is the second most important after the quarterback on the football field?
After the quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, depends on who you are.
Okay, the
who
wide
you
receiver
asking.
Is the water.
It could be a receiver. I personally think is the offensive tackle, but that's neither here nor there. I'm a lineman.
And the Diet Coke, I guess, can be the lineman, okay?
There we go.
Trying to have an analogy on most.
Well,
you
got
to
protect the blind side of the quarterback, so you need the lineman there. You know, we're getting into too much logic of football,
coffee's
but you got
one.
A lot of drinks.
Okay, how many drinks? How many drinks do you have? This is what we want to know. Somebody texted in and said, "Energy drink and water always in the morning. Sometimes coffee too." Natalie in Menominee Falls, thank you for making me feel better.
Stacking
about
up
our
on
situation.
It. I mean, I will say my wife is probably like a 3 to 4 coffee cups back to back to back.
See?
She loves her coffee. I swear.
Maybe I'm not crazy.
Maybe you're not. I'm all starting right. to think I might be the crazy one for only having mm-hmm. 1 to 2 drinks in
See?
The morning.
Now I feel better about myself. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number and we will discuss next. To whoever texted in, where are you taking improv? We are taking it at Comedy Sports downtown, Kiss FM. The starting lineup coming to you from the Kiss FM studios. We've got coffee in spot one, everybody. Why'd you stop the music?
Oh, my bad. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, coming dun, in at dun, number 2, we've got water. And at number 3, Diet Coke, everybody.
That's the starting line. That's the starting 5, huh?
And when she feels like reaching into the bench, she has iced tea. That's my starting lineup.
Why is iced tea coming off the bench, man?
I love iced tea, but I don't fit it in every day.
I got you.
103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about what your lineup is in the morning and what you drink. So let's get right into it because Becca's in Milwaukee. Rocky on 7 this morning. Becca, good morning. Tell us about your starting lineup. What are you drinking in the morning?
Starting lineup.
I always have three. I have Red Bull, a smoothie, and water every single morning.
Ooh, a smoothie.
So I'm not that weird.
No.
I'm hearing these mixtures of drinks. I see the people texting in. Somebody said coffee, water, greens, and a smoothie. That's four.
That's four. Well, Becca.
Well, greens might go in the smoothie, but.
I got a question for y'all. Do you guys bounce around between drinks? Like, are you drinking some of the smoothie and then taking a sip of coffee?
Yes.
Rinsing it out with some water?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes. Becca's with me. I switch. Like, I'll take a drink of my coffee and then maybe a drink of my Diet Coke.
And then Becca's taking a sip of her smoothie.
And then water, yeah.
And then some of the energy drink. Yep. Man, I don't think I could get down with that. That might be part of my problem why I normally either have just one or two drinks.
You don't want to be obsessive and compulsive like us in the morning? Becca, thanks for calling.
I try to limit my OCDs. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Becca. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Amanda is in Racine this morning. Let's pull her up along with her theme song. She better drink something with this energy. Girl. If you say you have no caffeine in your body, nobody listening is going to believe that.
Oh, hell no. Oh, I drink caffeine like no other.
Like no other, she said.
Caffeine queen.
What's your starting lineup in the morning?
So I drink water, and I try to be healthy and drink the Great Value, those like drink packets that have caffeine in them.
Oh,
so I start off with that to be healthy. Mm-hmm. Then I forget that. Then I go with Pepsi, and I drink the mocha latte Starbucks can. Mm. That's me the whole day.
Those are good. I like those. Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, I have multiple drinks in multiple locations. My Speedway coffee, my Mountain Dew, and my water. People have them like spread out where it works for them, I guess.
You got to keep a drink stashed on you somewhere. You never know when you're going to want to sip something.
I bundle them all up. I get them all bundled up.
Seriously?
Switched off, everybody.
Amanda got them in a rubber band so they stay together. She can drink them all at once.
Amanda, get the flavor.
I don't think I've ever left the house in years without a drink in my hand. And that may be. If I do, I realize later I forgot it and I get upset.
Man.
It is very rare to leave my house without a drink. My kids would attest to that.
Really?
Yes.
Especially the caffeine. Oh, my God. If I forget the caffeine. Oh, good Lord.
Morning.
It's going to be a day.
Noon, night. There is a drink in my car in my hand somewhere.
Dang. Yep. Uh-huh. I might be the oddball out, y'all. For real.
I thought I was, but apparently I'm not.
Nope, it's me. I'm the one that walks out drinkless, and my wife always has water, at least her like half-gallon jug, something, if not a water and a coffee. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for calling, Amanda.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye. Love you, bye.
All right, Sandy is in Mequon this morning on 8. Good morning, Sandy. What's your starting lineup of drinks? We're making ourselves feel better.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. I'm a 24/7. I constantly have sparkling water in my hand, coffee. I even get it ready in the morning and bring it in the bathroom.
Same.
With me. My husband thinks I'm crazy.
Same.
She has a shower drink.
I have a drink as well. I always have a Diet Coke or a water when I'm getting ready. It's the same thing. I have to have a drink. What is with us?
You got to have a shower soda.
When did this happen to us? Like, we didn't have this as kids.
When did this happen to y'all? What are you talking about?
Where did we start with the drink always near us? It's crazy.
Constantly.
I mean, it's good.
Be a sparkling water. Yeah.
It's good to be hydrated. I'm not mad at y'all because that's my problem. I probably don't drink enough water or fluids, right? Because unless I'm standing there about to eat something, I don't necessarily drink something.
Well, just because I'm drinking fluids doesn't mean I'm hydrated, though. Mm. I could be drinking coffee all morning. Doesn't mean I'm hydrated. I'm actually dehydrated at that point,
Touché.
Right?
Touché. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Whoever texted in McDonald's Diet Coke, mwah, chef's kiss.
All of their Coke, all of their products, beverage-wise, have this crispness to them. Even their Sprite, just
something about McDonald's drinks.
Just burns so good.
Another text said, Ryan from Calabama texted in. He said, one 10-ounce cup of coffee, then a 64-ounce of water for the rest of the day. No more energy drink. Was at 8 to 9 a day.
That is.
Bruh.
I know some people that just pound them down, man. You got to be careful with that.
Who am I to judge?
The old ticker, man. You got to keep that bad boy running.
It'll mess up with your heart. Jesse's in Dallas finally. Let's pull her up real quick. Oh, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
you know what? Whoever texted in beer, stop it.
Hey, hold on, man. No. I'm going to need you to put some respect on my third shifters that are just getting off the clock. Hitting the day bar.
Fair.
I got a spot near me in Bayview that opens up at 6 a.m.
Yep.
People pull up. Trust me.
Fair, I mean, not full. Fair, I'm reading all the texts as they come
in. I got my third shifters. I got y'all just getting off work.
Jesse, what is your starting lineup in the morning? What are you drinking?
Well, I obviously have to start with coffee. I have gastroparesis, so I gotta, you know, get the intestines moving. And then I immediately switch to the bubbles, and my choice of bubbles is Dr. Pepper all day.
I love Diet Dr. Pepper is so good because it tastes like regular.
Yeah, my wife been going crazy.
My son is a type 1 diabetic, so he's all about that. He has a Diet Coke right now.
Do you know what's so funny, Jesse? I just was telling DZ, he asked if I let my kids drink soda, and I said no, but now that everything has become zero sugar, I've given less bleeps about it. Like, I bought them zero sugar Fanta, because Hudson loves orange Fanta, but I was always like, I'm not getting you that sugar nonsense, but now, with the zero sugar, and especially if she's got a diabetic kid,
drink all they want.
You can enjoy, well, you can all enjoy
day
it.
Long.
Yeah, you can enjoy this stuff everybody else gets.
I just
and that's always like when you go to like McDonald's and people are like, oh, I want to like quarter pounder with a Diet Coke. They might be diabetic, so don't judge them.
Don't judge that quarter pounder and that Diet Coke.
Don't judge that they get a Diet Coke because they need it.
Just, yeah, I know that's right.
I drink Diet Coke because I like it. So no judgment, okay? I was big and little, and I've liked Diet Coke both ways.
Always.
That's my drink. Oh, yeah.
I always have to double check because we go places and, you know, I'll order him a Diet Coke and they not always give it to him. So I have to be the taste tester.
They
so,
give like, the wrong soda.
Yeah, they give us the wrong soda. And I've snapped before. I'm like, you know, that could like put him in the hospital.
In a shock. That. Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm not diabetic, no, but I've
My pops is diabetic, so you got to be careful. And as a kid, come on, think of all the limited things.
I know. I'm saying I've yelled at people and acted like I couldn't have sugar. I've yelled at people and given
you pretended to be diabetic.
Kind of, because I got so mad they gave me sugar.
Oh,
but I feel you, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I've stepped on people. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. We appreciate
Enjoy your Diet Coke, Allie.
Enjoy all 10 of y'all drinks, you weirdos.
Yes. The bubbles in the can never go wrong.
Get to the bubbles. Mm. We'll talk to you later, Jesse.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Jesse just brought up another argument for maybe tomorrow, can or bottle, because she said can, and some people I know were like, can? You got to have it out of the can.
There is a can or bottle debate there.
Big time. Mm. Or a fountain drink debate, which we'll have another day.
I'm a bottle guy, but I don't care.
Whoever texted in emotional support beverage, yes. That's all.
I'm done with y'all, man. We are officially done with y'all.
The name? It's in my emotional support beverage. In fact, I need to go get more coffee. So there you go.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Claudia wrote into the show. Mm-hmm. What's her problem today?
Claudia trying to figure out how to ghost some friends.
What do you mean? She doesn't want to be friends with her friends anymore?
She does not.
Oh, I got to hear this
one. All right. So Claudia wrote in and said, over the last few weeks, I've been slowly distancing myself from the friends I made while in school. Since graduation, I feel like we aren't doing anything to better ourselves and bad influences for one another in general.
Ah.
Most of the time we get together lately, I've been making poor decisions.
There you go.
And or she's blaming herself, not trying to put it on them. Mm-hmm. And don't know how to say that and don't know how to say to anyone without sounding lame or rude because this is getting excessive to me, so I've just removed myself. But when we still have an active group chat, I feel bad about ignoring things people are saying and asking to make plans. Mm. My excuse has been that I've been really quote unquote busy lately, which isn't entirely a lie because I've been applying and interviewing for a few jobs recently.
Okay.
What would you do to best ghost your friends?
Why are you ghosting why aren't you just being honest? That's my first question, because I guess none of us want confrontation and everybody's a people pleaser, so that's why.
That's what it is. When she says she don't want to sound lame or rude, that was ding, 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 ding.
She's worried
people
about
pleaser.
What they'll think.
Worried about what her friends will think, and probably this is the only friend group she's got, maybe. I'm just going to lead that. If you were just in school and you've graduated, my guess is you got the homies and these are the only homies you've had.
But you don't like your friends anymore. You feel like they're not leading you down the right path of life, it sounds like.
So what
They've
do you do?
They've been making poor decisions.
You bail.
Get new friends. You do get, you are the company you keep. I don't care what anybody says.
You are the company you keep, but who's to say you can't just kick back sometimes? Now, if you feel like there's a bad influence and you guys are making poor decisions, that could be a problem, right? Right? Well, we got to have bad people in the world for there to be good people. I get that. But you don't want that necessarily to drag down your life, because that could lead down a very slippery slope. So how do you ghost your friends? She's already started, but she does have to have a conversation. Claudia, I just got to let you know, you got to talk to him. You got to talk to at least one of them. Pick the one. Pick the one you trust the most.
And tell them you don't like them anymore?
Basically. Doesn't that sound crazy? But basically go, hey, listen, I'm sorry. I've been distant. I've been actually ignoring people. You got to, you know, let them know. Come clean. Be like, I don't want to kick it no more. I'm sorry. I don't feel like we're doing anything good. Maybe somebody else is thinking the exact same thing, and this opens that conversation for y'all.
I want to know what the poor decisions are. Like, are you hurting other people? Are you like stealing from people, or are you like drinking too much and just hurting yourself? Like, what are the, what is the, I need to, you know,
they're robbing banks.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what kind of a bad influence is it? Because, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
some people you hang out with, maybe you're drinking and partying all the time and that's bringing you down.
My guess is that's what it
is. You're hanging out with and they're liars and you start lying, right? We talked about how you become your environment and like the company you keep.
What are these poor decisions you talking about, Claudia?
But it's enough that she doesn't want to, that she feels like it's dragging her down, whatever it is.
At the end of the day, does it matter what the poor decisions are if you feel like they're poor decisions for you, right?
Not at all.
Whether it's lying, whether it's drinking, whether it's smoking, like if you think it's a bad decision.
She sounds like she wants to grow up. Look at that. And nobody else does.
Oh, Claudia, ready to mature some.
Look at you.
Listen, mature on, girl. But you just got to be mature about it and talk to him.
As Hudson would say, mature.
They're quite mature.
My son says mature.
Well, he's very mature for saying so. But what does everybody else's maturity say here?
414-533-1037. What should Claudia do? She wants to ghost her friends. She feels like they're not a good influence anymore. You say talk to one of them specifically.
Yep. Trying to be the Casper the not so friendly goes now.
We'll see what our listeners say next. Kiss FM. Speaking of big energy, if you missed it yesterday, the big concert announcement, Ludacris is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, and DZ and I are taking listeners with us in our own VIP area, which means you can win tickets to come party with us at Ludacris at 7:45 this morning.
Weppa!
And it's a Friday night in August, August 11th. Thank you very much.
Nice little summer night.
We're staying out late that night with our listeners.
Somebody said we got to get babysitters. Somebody said something about babysitters.
Somebody said...
Planning them now.
Don't plan on going home early.
Start planning them now and plan the Saturday recovery day too, y'all.
7:45, your chance to win those tickets to go to Ludacris with me and DZ at the Wisconsin State Fair.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Claudia wrote into the show, and DZ, she wanted to know what to do about ghosting friends. She doesn't feel like her friends are really... who she wants to be friends with anymore. They've been making poor decisions.
Whatever that poor decision is poor enough for her to want to end the friendship, y'all.
It's just amazing how little we want confrontation, how people will just bolt. I've done it. People have done it to me. We're just like, no, we're good.
We've had good friends just end friendships and relationships and just disappear. They just felt like it. They went around and they had a conversation. Went like, yeah, I just kind of need to go do my own thing.
Well, at least they had a conversation.
It was a weird conversation, but basically like, told everybody that it just didn't want to be friends with us no more. And we were just like, all right.
You got broken up with. You got friend broken up with.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at that.
Broke up with the whole squad. It was just, everybody was just like, okay, sounds good, yo.
Karen is back. And so get her theme song. Dust it off for us. Thank you. Karen in Tishigan's back on the phone. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Hey, Karen.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Happy to talk to you. Yeah. It's been a little bit.
Glad you got back in. Karen, what do you think Claudia should do?
Well, it's funny. I think when you're younger like that, you totally are a people pleaser. As I've gotten older, you know, now I just say it like it is. It's so much easier. I think she should be honest and tell them that.
Karen became a Karen. Stop it.
No.
I'm teasing you. You're not.
She should just tell them that she's focusing on other things in her life. Don't, like, cut them out, because I bet, if not all of them, but some of them are going to outgrow this phase.
That's right. You can reunite. Right.
And just tell them that, that she's focusing on other things. She's not going to be able to be going out. But, like, you know, and so that they hopefully will understand. And if they don't, well, then they weren't meant to be in her life anyway.
I like that.
And if they're college age, which we're guessing, then you are going to outgrow some of these things. Like, just because you're partying now doesn't mean we all mature at different ages. We all grow up. And some people never grow up. And those are the people you really want to kick to the curb.
True. Right. That's true.
When everyone evolves.
Second in 30s.
You evolve at different points.
She's got it half right where she's working on herself. That's awesome. But she just needs to now have confidence in herself to tell her friend the truth, you know?
Yeah, and maybe doesn't have to be so much of an extremist and just dip out on everybody while she figures herself out.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Got you.
Thanks, Karen. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, great advice. Hey, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Before we get to Rebecca, somebody texted in and said, I just broke off a 15-plus year friendship. She's a bigot, and I didn't know.
Oh.
I'm not on social media much, so I just didn't know.
Well, listen, there's certain reasons that you have acceptable means they to end a friendship over.
I do not support hatred, and I was honest with her and removed myself from her life. Oh, that friend must have been posting some crazy-ish.
Yeah, that's tough, but you can't align yourself with the wrong thing nowadays.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'll bolt from you so quick. don't tell me I got to work it out. And talk
what was that?
You, Allie. Don't tell me I got to talk to you about your bigotry. I'm not interested. Talk to yourself, okay? Rebecca is in Hale's Corners this morning.
I like big
Rebecca, good morning.
No other brothers can't deny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rebecca, wepa.
Yes.
Wepa. I have two things. Ooh. One is crappy advice.
Oh, okay.
But have a baby.
Yo!
Rebecca, what are you crazy?
Her advice is worse than mine today.
She lost her damn mind. She said, have a baby. Instead of talking to your friends, have a baby?
Listen, just get pregnant.
Yeah. Rebecca.
That way, all your friends don't want to be your friends anyway. So decision.
She's saying drop one commitment, not an even worse one.
Make the biggest commitment of your life. So now either they got to choose to still be friends with you and you got a baby, or they got to bolt because they don't want to deal with that.
Exactly. If she says she's already making poor decisions, what's another baby, you know?
Rebecca.
What's another crazy decision in your
what
life?
The hell?
Had a baby.
She said have a baby.
I like it.
I do not like it. But Rebecca, go on.
It's final week of school, so I've lost my mind. So it's fine.
True. It's excused. It's excused. Everything's excused on the last week.
Right. Today's the last day, so I'll be calling at 7:45 for those tickets because I want to hang with you.
Hey, let's go.
That a girl. Yeah. Rebecca, we will talk to you hopefully around 7:45.
That's right. Fingers crossed.
And the second thing, I want you guys to think, Allie, what would be your theme song? And DZ, what would be your theme song if you had to call into your own show?
Oh, we've been asked this before. This is tough.
Oh,
well, and mine changes depending on my mood in life. So give me a minute. I'll figure it out. Like right now, I'm on single. You know, it depends on what mood I'm in. Am I
right now? It's Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Am I in love? Okay. Am I single? And do I hate men today? Do I love men today?
Got you.
Am I all about my girlfriends? Do I want a girl power song? Who knows? Allie's going with the wind, depending on the day.
We're too ADD. We need our own playlist.
Do I just want to dance and have fun? I don't know.
Like, you never know.
We need a whole playlist. Okay. Sorry, Rebecca. You got me all in my feelings there.
You got Allie thinking, Rebecca. Well, no. Let's think about positive energy towards 7:45. Let's get them tickets.
That's right. Rebecca.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Happy Wednesday.
Bye.
Last but not least, Lori, poor thing's been working on a theme song, and she gets to 4 days, and then she doesn't get in, and she has to start over.
She going to get it, Lori, no matter how many weeks it takes.
Lori's in Cedarburg. This is day 3 again. We've started over.
Again.
Lori.
We believe in you, Lori.
If you missed it, we're talking about what Claudia should do for What Would DZ Do, because she wants to basically ghost her friends who she thinks are bad influences. What do you think she should do?
I have to laugh because Rebecca, the last caller, with her advice, that's what all my friends were crazy about doing after graduating high school. So that's why I kind of dumped them in a way, because I wanted to focus on my career and my education.
I can't believe I just said ick to people that want to have children. What's wrong with me? I have two children. Well, what is wrong with me today?
Right out of high school, it's like a pregnancy pact, y'all.
Yeah. So if it's none of my business.
And not shaming nobody that's gotten pregnant early, by no means. But it's like, normally don't think, oh, let's have a baby. I just graduated high school.
I'm 18. I want a baby. Hell
no. It's not most people's plan. Yeah. It just happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I actually ran into one of my high school friends yesterday, and we were talking about the other one that always said she was the most mature of the group and everything, and she actually turns out to be the biggest liar, biggest... everything. So I'm kind of glad I'm not with that friend group. And I found a lot more supportive group that's more about building each other up than tearing each other down.
That is the vibe you want with a friend group. You want supportive, positive people.
Yes. People that are going to build you up, not break you down.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if there's a lot of smack talking, well, that's okay for 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But then you have to move on.
Got to smack talk a little bit. Come on. Those ain't the actual homies if you ain't smack talking.
You can't smack talk your friends, though.
What?
No.
Those are the people you smack talk the most.
No, you got to do it to their face, then. You cannot do it behind their back.
It's always to the face.
You're a guy. No, I'm talking about women.
Oh, got you.
This is the opposite, DZ. Hello. Hello. Okay, thanks for calling, Lori.
We appreciate you, Lori. We'll see you tomorrow for day 4.
All right.
Bye.
So, Claudia should not get pregnant.
No.
Just for the record.
Maybe get pregnant.
No.
But don't
stop.
Don't leave the friends right away. You might need one of them to babysit after you have the baby.
You're going straight to hell. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Before I get into what DZ tried to get us in trouble with.
What? No.
He tried to get us in trouble.
Maybe.
But before I get into that, let me just remind you, if you missed it yesterday, we got to announce that Ludacris is coming to the Wisconsin State Fair.
That's right.
And not only is he coming, we are giving away tickets for you to come with us to the show and party in our VIP area at the Wisconsin State Fair. Me and DZ are going to take you.
Oh, you want to be VIP? You're going to have to win them.
Move!
Get out the way! Shake your money maker like somebody.
7:45, your next chance to win those tickets to party with us at Ludacris.
Shake your money maker at Ludacris, August 11th.
So fun. It's a Friday, which means we're staying out late.
True. But tickets go on sale, what's it,
Friday?
On their website.
You can't even buy them.
WISTateFair.com.
But we can win it with us. 7:45.
So is this like a pre-sale gift?
Yes. Nobody has them yet. Nobody has tickets yet. We have them and we're giving away our
I realized we were flexing like that.
Oh, we're flexing.
Oh, we flexing.
Stop trying to change the subject, though, on what I want to call you out on, because you keep going back to Ludacris.
Dang it. 7:45 be here.
DZ tried to get us in trouble, everybody.
How did I try to get us in trouble?
Thank God Mom stepped in, a.k.a. me, for once, and I was responsible. Because DZ and I have been taking our improv class every Tuesday night at Comedy Sports downtown.
That's right.
They suggested we take it at work to work better.
Whatever that means.
Jinx!
You owe me a soda and a knock on wood.
You
know what? And not a diet soda, a regular one.
We just proved we don't need improv class. Yeah. We're together.
So maybe I wasn't trying to get us in trouble. Maybe I just realized that we're already good.
Nope, you're getting us in trouble.
Okay.
So we're taking this class, and I think it's a lot of fun. And I get more and more comfortable every week. And DZ thinks it's fun, but DZ's getting more and more ready to live his life as the weeks go on because it's summer. And DZ looks at me, and after all, we go through all this to pick the night we're going to take the class on, which ended up being a Tuesday.
Tuesday nights.
And DZ says to me yesterday, yo, you want to skip class? Because Chill on the Hill started in Bayview tonight. You want to go to Chill on the Hill instead? I'm like, DZ!
My bad!
We've only got 4 weeks left of this class. You can get to the class.
Listen, when we decided to take this class on Tuesday nights, I had no preconceived memory that Chill on the Hill was going to eventually be starting in the midst of that on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, but the whole reason I didn't want to do Thursday nights was because of Jazz and the Pep. when we had to pick the night we wanted to take the class, because it takes like 2.5 hour class. We're there all night.
It's okay? a class. It's not just like, hey, get in, get out. No, like you were there, you're learning, you're talking, you're discussing all
You're not going anywhere that night if you're at class, right? Mm-mm. So I didn't want to do Thursday because of Jazz in the Park. And now you're blocking Tuesday. Now we got Chill on the Hill blocked on Tuesdays and we can't do anything. See?
Dang it.
But nonetheless, you came to class. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I did go to class. And for anybody wondering, I did not doze off. Stayed awake the whole time, unlike last week.
Last week he got in trouble and the instructor had to call him out because he fell asleep in class.
Might have got talked to like I used to back in the day.
You deserved it.
Hey,
okay?
can I just say, yes? I might have considered a little more heavily playing hooky yesterday had I not fallen asleep last week, dog.
So if you hadn't gotten in trouble last week at improv class,
I would have flipped a coin and I might have been at Chill on the Hill. I ain't even going to cap. I'm sorry.
I would have told everyone in our class where you were, because we have a performance in like 4 weeks. We have to be ready for this. Hello.
I ain't gonna lie. Some other people were in that class, and I'm not busting nobody out. But for anybody that was in that class, in my head, I told myself they were probably at Chill on the Hill.
They were not.
They were.
Stop.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, well, we only have a few weeks left of this class, DZ. You got this.
Okay,
I can finish our improv class. In fact, I think it's ending too quick now that I'm getting into it. Now I'm making friends and I'm meeting
now
everyone.
You're finding letting you bounce in the improv game.
And now it's going to be over. I'm going to be like, no, don't let it end.
Well, we just got to take 102 then.
We could take, we're taking 101. We'll take 102.
Maybe.
Whatever that means. I'm in. Okay. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk? And then those Ludacris tickets. So you want to be here. And Am I the Jerk? What is this one involves? Oh, yeah. Not wanting to let someone help you.
It's tough to let people help you, man. You know that.
Get into it next. Kiss FM.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Tracy wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for refusing her boyfriend's help. I'm going to read the entire message because it's flattering to us.
Well, in its entirety, I think it's important to get every piece of detail.
She said, and she starts with this, I am not the jerk, change my mind. And then she says, hello to the goat of morning shows, which, you know, I had to throw that in there because thank you, Tracy.
That's us, Allie and DZ.
Ah, boom. She said, here's my issue. I'm the kind of person who, if someone I know needs assistance or help, I'll offer and do what I can within my means and capabilities. If they need a ride somewhere, helping around the house, doing grocery shopping, I'm in. On the other hand, if I need help with anything or I need a favor, I won't ask for it or accept it if someone does offer to help me. The whole thing makes me uncomfortable. Well, my car decided to become a death trap last week and now needs some repair work. The repairs need to be done in order to take my daughter on a road trip I had planned for her birthday in 2 weeks. But if I get them done, I can no longer afford the trip. See my dilemma? Here's where my boyfriend comes in. She said my boyfriend insists that I let him help me out by buying the parts and letting a family member of his fix it. I keep telling him, no, I'm not your girlfriend. Or no, I'm your girlfriend, not your charity case.
What?
And he replies with, exactly, you're my girlfriend. This is what boyfriends do. His final reply in the conversation was, by you not letting me help out is an insult to me and a slap in the face.
Ah, dang.
So Tracy said, am I the jerk for declining his offer to help fix my car?
Now boyfriend's getting offended.
What are you trying to prove, Tracy?
I mean, prove that she's strong and independent.
I know,
that
I did the same thing.
She don't need no man to do nothing for her ever, ever, ever.
I did the same thing, but reading it like this makes us look ridiculous. Like, what is she doing? Like,
come makes on. Us look ridiculous.
Tracy, come on. Stop saying no to the help.
Accept the help.
We are one.
I mean, and if it's your man, too, at the same time, you do got to let him help you. You're somebody that I feel like would give somebody the shirt off your back. I'm talking to you, Allie.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like you would help. You would do what you can for the people around you, especially people you care about.
For sure.
But then when it comes to maybe you needing a hand.
Hell no.
You ain't going to do
Leave me alone. I don't need help. I'm fine. Then everything's broken.
How many of us are the same way? Raise your hand.
Yeah, I got my hand up.
Y'all got your hand up. We're down to help anybody, but we never help ourselves or let other people help us, and that's a problem.
Well, if we're her, we're not jerks, so not the jerk. No. The end.
I changed my mind.
I don't think Tracy's a jerk. I just think she's stupid, and I may be talking about myself as well in that one because I do think, you know, so I would say not the jerk.
You're saying not the jerk? I mean, I understand why
she's
you want to be
him, though.
You want to be strong and independent, but you could create a very big divide in a relationship if you don't let the person you also have chosen as a significant other to do a significant thing for you.
Yeah.
Let them take care of you.
Right.
You the jerk. Right. Stop being the jerk, bro.
Right.
Let that man love you. I don't know if y'all have said the L word yet, but let that man at least cater to you, take care of you.
They're at least in a relationship. So whether they've said love or not, they're committed to
y'all
each
are committed.
Other.
Thank you. Y'all are committed. Let this man commit and fix the car. If he got A, the ability to get you the part, and B, the person to help you fix it, let him see and make sure that you don't miss your daughter's birthday trip.
And then E, you go on the trip and everything's happy.
Not on E, because you can afford some gas to drive there.
So you say jerk for not letting her boyfriend help her, and I say not the jerk, just not picking the best route.
Yeah. Not the jerk, but you ain't being smart either. And I'm just saying, I gotta call it what it is.
Yeah.
You being a jerk. You now are blocking the thing you do for people.
She's not letting herself be vulnerable either.
Exactly.
That's part of being vulnerable is letting people help you, and that's where she's gonna lose their whatever they got, right?
She uses people people's vulnerability and need for help to be a good person and help. Mm-hmm. Let somebody be a good person in return. Somebody has to help the helper sometimes. The helper just never wants to accept the help.
We sound like a book. We sound like a self-help book.
Are we a self-help book
we
right now?
We might be, but I'm into it, man.
Publish it.
I'm so into
Publish it.
So proud of us right now. 414-533-1037. No degree in psychology here, but boy, if you want our advice.
Nah, man. But for real, she being an anti-hero in her own story right
Let
now.
Let her live, not the jerk. Okay, we'll take your calls and your texts next. Is Tracy a jerk for declining her boyfriend's offer?
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tracy wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for declining her boyfriend's offer to help her fix her car. She loves to help people, but then when people try to help her, she refuses. And her boyfriend said, you not letting me help you is an insult and a slap in the face.
It's almost a toxic trait when you want to help other people, but don't let anybody help you. For real. And I mean, and I'm a culprit of this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do everything for myself, mm-hmm. but then will go out of my way to help people or do stuff for people.
Absolutely. Listen, she's been trying to get in for a long time. She's got her own theme song. She turned 38 on Wednesday. Ashley in Sheboygan Falls finally made it back to the show.
Oh, hey guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Belated.
Which way are you going on this? Is Tracy the jerk or not the jerk for declining her boyfriend's help?
I'm going to go jerk today.
Okay.
I think that she needs to let him help her. Like, that's just part of being in a relationship is, you know, doing certain things for one another and helping each other out. And, you know, I'm sure she's done things for him
right.
at some point, whether it be something small or something big or, you know, I don't know. I guess, isn't that just what we do?
Right.
Shame on us being too independent. That's the problem. Well,
that's not even it. It's not about
something to prove.
It's just about being not neglectful, but rejectful mm-hmm. of somebody wanting to do something for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I'm following.
Kind of like when you get somebody a birthday gift, like, do you tell them, no, I don't want it?
Right.
Like, I'm going to take it back. You know, I mean, like, I
Some
get it.
Some people might. Some people might.
But, like, this is for her daughter's birthday. This isn't, like, just something that mm-hmm. is not a big deal. Like,
right.
if she doesn't do this, like, she's not going to be able to then in return take her daughter on this vacation. And that's kind of a big deal, too,
exactly.
you know? So she's kind of, mm-hmm. like, hurting her daughter, too, in a sense, because her stubbornness is
getting in her way. Ashley says jerk for sure. And she's right.
Oh, stop it. Thanks for calling, Ashley.
We appreciate you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Miss you guys.
Miss you too. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Saucy Sandra because you know she's got an opinion. Pull up her theme song this morning. Is Ashley or is Tracy the jerk, sorry, for declining the offer from her boyfriend, Saucy?
Ashley said,
hey there, hey.
Yes.
I'm different. I couldn't even listen to what DZ was saying because I was like, I don't need that negativity.
Try to do something positive.
Girl, go on Google. You can fix it yourself. You can do it.
Oh,
fix it yourself.
I'm telling you. You can do it. Yes. I'm going to tell you what. I'm the same type of person, but that's because anytime I have accepted help from anybody, it has been used against me.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I will not accept help from anybody. Mm-hmm. I can do it myself, and I am good. With you, girl. You got this. Mm-hmm.
Tracy could fix it, like, maybe.
She can't.
If she doesn't have the tools, though, Saucy, I mean, I know there's places that will rent the tools.
Go to AutoZone. AutoZone will borrow you the tools.
I know that's right. That's true. She's not wrong. They
mm-hmm.
will. They
Saucy,
will.
You know I'm with you. Independent women.
I know. Yes.
We don't want to be dependent on anyone.
Y'all are crazy.
Exactly. No. If we want it done right, we got to do it ourselves.
True.
Man, I love being dependent on the people around me. That's a support system.
You're funny.
Saucy, thanks for calling.
Much love, guys.
Love, Saucy. Bye.
Let's hit up Heather in Shorewood quick and see which way she wants to go. Because now Ashley has said jerk. Saucy said not the jerk. Heather, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Is Tracy the jerk for declining her boyfriend's offer to help fix her car?
She's the jerk because she said that she loves to help people. But then she tells her boyfriend, I'm your girlfriend, not a charity case. Well, what does that make you? How do you feel about the people who ask you for help?
Oh.
You're even thinking
like that.
That's deep.
That's
deep.
She makes sense. It makes total sense what Heather just said. It's the same thing backwards.
She doesn't want to feel like the people she's helping because she feels like maybe she's out here doing charity work. Oh snap.
Now I look bad.
Heather.
Really, I look bad.
No, Heather brought this whole new perspective of come on now.
Yeah.
It's not charity. This is how the world goes round.
Stop trying to be a martyr and act like you're helping everyone and nobody needs to help you.
Boom.
I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Boom. Did you just switch sides, Allie?
No.
Oh, boo.
I did not.
Heather, we were so close.
Allie wants to switch sides.
She wants to, but she's standing her ground, Heather.
What kind of switching sides are we talking about here? Okay, Heather, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, Heather.
Bye. We have got to move on, but real quick, I feel bad because we haven't talked to him in a hot minute. Doug's in Milwaukee. Doug, even though we've already got a solution, which is that she's a jerk.
She's the jerk.
Heather
Take
and Ashley
help.
Said jerk. Doug in Milwaukee, we missed you. Good morning. I'm going to let a man chime in. Doug.
Wait, what am I, chopped liver?
No, you count too, DZ, but you got some backup now from Doug in Milwaukee. Doug, what are you going to say? I'm assuming jerk.
Doug, my dude.
First off, I just got to say, look, I beat Tracy because today is actually my birthday.
That's why we're talking to you right now, Dougie boy. Happy birthday.
He's only a couple days away. Happy birthday, DZ.
Appreciate you, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But now today's your day, man. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. So what do you say, though, as far as the jerk today?
Look, the only thing I got to say is I just spent 3.5 hours yesterday fixing my woman's car, and she didn't get no attitude with me. So just accept the help. There's nothing wrong with anybody.
Get yourself a girl like he has, is what he's saying, where they willingly take all the help.
That part. I know that's right. I know that's right, man. We all need help. Just accept it.
She might have waited a little while.
Yeah, waited till it started rattling.
That's funny. Doug, happy birthday. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy the day, man.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
So it's a jerk. Everyone says accept the help. Only me and Saucy are going to fight the man on this one, and we're losing.
Look at you oddballs.
We are weird.
Look at y'all over there. Not accepting help.
Fine. It is jerk today. You need to accept the help, Tracy.
That's right.
That's it. Coming up next, it is time to give away these ludicrous tickets. Not yet.
Not yet. Hold on.
Not yet.
Hold on.
Slow your roll. But after the weekend, probably your chance to win tickets to go to Ludicrous with DZ and I at the Wisconsin State Fair. We're bringing our friends and we're putting you in a VIP area August 11th. So don't go anywhere. Tickets to Ludicrous coming up next. Kiss FM. It's just my personal opinion. That's my favorite Ludicrous song, okay? I know there's a bunch.
There's a lot of good.
It's a smash, okay?
That song will never not go hard. And I remember being so young. My parents hated that I loved that song.
We didn't care what we were singing.
Until I figured it out and made me love it even more. I was like, dang, y'all go crazy.
Well, somebody's going to the Wisconsin State Fair with DZ and I. We are taking listeners to our VIP area at Ludicrous. And Stephanie is in Brookfield this morning. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the phone. Oh.
You sound like a robot.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie, we were just checking in to see how you're doing this morning.
What are you up to?
I'm just taking my kids to school. You know, typical Wednesday.
Regular wet out Wednesday. What else?
You feel like you need a mom's night out or something like that soon? Or maybe?
Oh, my God. I would love a mom's night out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you doing August 11th?
Can DZ come?
Yeah, sure. If you can come, that's fine.
Can we all tag along?
Yeah. I mean, I'm whatever. I got nothing going on that night.
Woo!
She's
Stephanie,
down for the get down.
You are caller 50.
Hey!
That's awesome.
Stephanie, you and whoever you choose to come with you is going to join DZ and I in our VIP area at Ludicrous, our own area, and we're going to have a great time. I cannot wait to meet you and see you at the show. She sounds like a robot, but I think she said, I'm so excited.
I'm so sorry.
I heard it through the robotic voice. She is excited. We're going to party, y'all.
Woo! All right, Stephanie. Well, you're going with us. Hold on, and we'll get your info, okay?
Okay.
I love over the week we're building the people. Like, it's like we're building our team who's going to be partying with us at Ludicrous or joining us if they want to, you know.
Who's on the list?
Amanda.
We're making our list.
And Stephanie.
Amanda and Stephanie's on the list.
Amanda was in Jackson, I think. Stephanie's in Brookfield. Tomorrow, it's going to be a whole other person.
Could be you. You could be added to the list tomorrow, same time.
7:45 tomorrow morning, your next chance to win tickets to our private suite VIP area at Ludicrous at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's going to be a good time.
Hey.
Hi.
What up?
Yo,
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see the voicemail Pete Davidson left for PETA, the animal organization, dropping the F-bomb and going off on them, and it got leaked? They leaked it because he went off.
Wait, was PETA coming for Pete, or was Pete coming for PETA?
No, they were coming for him because he went out and bought a dog at a puppy store, and as many people know, PETA's Adopt Don't Shop.
Adopt Don't Shop for real.
Here's where it gets messy. Pete got mad because they called him out and said, we saw you buying a pet at a puppy store, like you should be adopting, not shopping. And then he called the senior VP of investigations and left her a nasty voicemail telling her to do her research, as well as dropping the F-bomb multiple times. He said things I could not say on the air. He was very naughty in his in everything he said.
Yeah, like we know him to be.
And basically what he said to them was, listen, we lost our family dog. My mom and my sister were devastated, so I immediately went out and got another dog. And my family is severely allergic to dogs, which is what he said during this message he left. So he said,
hypoallergenic.
Right. So they leaked the voicemail. I'm not going to act like they didn't leak it. Of course they leaked it. Uh-huh. The voicemail surfaced. PETA leaked it, obviously.
Somebody had to drop it.
And Pete went on to say, well, I haven't seen my mom and sister cry like that in over 20 years. I was just trying to cheer them up, and they need to stop turning my grief into a message. Well, PETA came back because he said, stop trying to make an example of us. And they said, hold on.
PETA clapped back.
They clapped back and they said, if Pete had done his research, he would know there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog, that at least a quarter of dogs in shelters are purebreds, and that Pet Finder has listings for homeless dogs of every breed under the sun, including the one he purchased.
Ooh, rah, rah, rah.
Shots fired.
They said, you still could have adopted instead of shopped it.
So they were basically saying, you're not even educated. You can get a hypo, the one they said they don't exist, but that if that's the type of purebred dog you're looking for, there are organizations or places you can adopt them, which is true.
That's harder to do, though. And
look on the internet. Like, let's say you want a specific type of dog. You can find rescues for almost every type of dog.
True.
That's all I'm saying.
But if you got a dream dog and you got the means to buy it, why not? Why? What's the big deal? Adopt, don't shop is great. But if you can shop it and you got a specific dog in mind.
No, I'm adopt, don't shop all day. But listen, this is me.
I'll adopt, don't shop. But if I got it, shop till I drop, baby.
What the hell? 103.7 Kiss FM. I forgot I was on the air for a second. Did you see my face?
Yeah, I did. That's what made me laugh.
I was full on like, what the hell?
What is going on?
And something weird happened on my phone just there. Okay.
Oh, look at you. On your phone.
Well.
Huh.
Okay, I was reading people's input on Am I the Jerk on Facebook. I'm not going to lie.
Which you can always give your input. Mm-hmm. Check it out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We post it every single day and people can argue and be keyboard warriors online. And I'm here for it because I love reading these comments, especially when people go off on each other.
True. No, it is funny.
The only time I allow it on the Kiss page. All right. It's Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. You looked me dead in the eye and said, could I live without one of these yesterday? And I looked you dead in the eye and said, absolutely not.
That absolutely, equivocally, without a doubt, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way.
No.
I was a little surprised by it.
You asked me if I could live without a cell phone.
Why can't you, G?
Because I can't.
What? Explain yourself, because I feel like it's one of the easiest things to possibly do in the universe.
Nope. How we lived for so long without them is beyond me. How I got from point A to point B, beyond me.
Really?
How did I find my friends when I went out? How did we know when somebody was parking and coming in? How did we find them when we got there? How did I live without it? How did I know if my kids were okay? How did I know how to call the school when they needed me? How did they find me?
How
did I survive without a cell phone?
Exactly what you just said.
See, I can't imagine it anymore. We're too far deep in. I could not live without a cell phone. I can't speak for you, but I know I'm in that weird generation where I lived half my life without one and then I got one. Mm-hmm. So for 20 years I was cell phone free, and for the second 20 years I had a cell phone. My kids have no idea what that means. I'm in that weird generation where we had both, which is a mind F, but I would never live without my phone. Do you think you could do it?
I could do it. See, because I'm similar in the sense of I've always had some type of technology around, but I only had a cell phone half my life. You know, I'm turning 30.
Yeah.
I've only had a cell phone for about 15 years
of
that time.
How old were you when you got high school?
About 15. Yeah, I was in high school. I didn't get it. They tried to give me a cell phone for about a week or two when I was first starting to work as a caddy when I was like 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
That that didn't last very long because in that day there was an unlimited plan.
Well,
you had to pay by the minute, by the second, by the hour, all that.
You just didn't want the Nokia. Admit it.
No,
we all had the Nokia.
I didn't care what it was. I just wanted a phone. I felt like everybody had one but me.
Yeah.
So when I eventually did get my very own cell phone, I was 15 turning 16 years old. So I haven't had a cell phone for very long. I feel like I could live a fuller life without a cell phone than I can with one. I'd rather figure out how to get around without technology. Mm. I'd rather not have to be always connected and accessible. When you say, how will I know where everybody is? How will people know where I'm at? I'm good with people not knowing where I'm at.
I feel you on that sometimes.
The people that need to know will know.
That's the thing. If I could X people out, so some people, like I know you could just block them or whatever, but
ghost them.
You do want certain friends and family members to know where you're at, and others you do not. Let's just be real about it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, it's just the point of being able to disconnect.
Yeah.
We don't disconnect anymore. We're always somehow, because these phones have evolved to the degree of they're computers in our pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a computer in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I barely need a house phone.
Well, I, you know, as if I wasn't anxious enough before, knowing that I have 84 emails staring me in the face right now. Like, that's the kind of stuff that gives me anxiety. Oh, 14 Instagram messages. Like, those are the things that stress me out. And then I put it down, I get overwhelmed, I don't want to do anything. And I throw it.
It's a constant pressure.
But if you actually took it when I threw it, I would cry and go, give it to me back. Give it back right now.
Hey, give me my phone, though. Give me my phone, though.
I don't know how I got around even just streets without my maps before. How did I do
really?
It? I know we printed directions out, but I can't even imagine.
People used to memorize ways to go. Yeah, that's crazy. You used to remember how to get to places.
And now we're so not present when we drive. I couldn't even tell you what tree. If you said, pick a street and tell me what's on it, I'd be like, I'm not. Because we're totally not even present.
The road.
Think about the times you go through lights and you're like, that light was green, right? You've had those moments. Don't act like you haven't.
You're on autopilot.
Don't act like you haven't.
I have. I really have.
I drove to Chicago last week and I was like, passing Kenosha. I go, whoa, when did I pass Racine?
When did I get to Kenosha?
For real. Like, for real.
I'm at the border?
Wait, I don't have any recollection, but I drove this whole way.
Autopilot like a mug.
We didn't used to be. We'd have to be more aware.
Right. Mm-hmm. And for that, we'd have to let go of the technology, in particular the phone.
No.
So you swear you could not live without a cell phone.
Nope.
I would thrive without a cell phone. And I say this with my stamp on it. I would thrive without a cell phone.
That makes one of us.
How many more of us could do it?
103.7. I was about to give out our call letters as our phone number. 414-533-1037. See, my phone's distracting me, and I'm giving out the wrong phone number.
Look at you.
See?
Look at you. Too distracted by the phone.
Look what it's doing
That's
to
the
us.
Problem with us nowadays.
Could you live without a cell phone? And you better tell the truth.
Use it to call us, though.
The irony. Or call from your landline.
If you got it.
If you know what that means. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. We got a text that said, take my cell phone? Might as well take my life.
Oh my goodness.
Saying I need my phone is an understatement. Preach. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about how I could never live without my phone. I don't know how I did it for half my life, and you said you could.
You really? I mean, you remember the times without a cell phone.
Yes.
How blissful, how free.
No.
How enjoyable all the moments were. You didn't have to worry about it. When you got home, you got home.
Yeah, but I couldn't look up menus online.
Oh my God.
I couldn't order food.
My
whatever.
Wife would say the same thing. But I couldn't check out the menu before we got to the restaurant.
See?
Oh my
See?
Gosh.
I couldn't creep on people's locations that actually allow me to see them. See? All these things I couldn't do.
Couldn't disconnect from the world so easily.
I couldn't let my car guide me with a map. I had to actually print out directions.
Knowing where I had to go? Ew.
Rude.
Y'all are funny, man.
Rebecca is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Rebecca. Could you live without a cell phone?
Good morning, Allie. Truly, I don't think so because I need the map.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
How did we get around? How?
Yeah. My first phone definitely wasn't a smartphone. It was a Nokia. I shared it with my sister.
Same.
We played this snake game all the time.
Did you ever have a pager, though? Because I did. What's up? The 90s, we were hot with our pagers in the 90s, let me tell you.
Yep. I got to make a call.
Look like a doctor.
Like some random, like, XLE or something. And I remember just, like, immediately finding the map thing and falling in love. That was it.
Yeah. You said, wow, my life will never be the same again.
So that's the one feature.
I'm never getting lost again. Rebecca, you hilarious.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I know the South Side, like, the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. I grew up there, and I walked everywhere I went, and I didn't get my license until I was 20 years old. So, like, literally the back of my hand, the South Side.
Right.
But anywhere else, I even live on the North Side, and I'm like, where did we go? I can't remember.
Is it a left or a right?
Yeah. Right. I was like, damn it, Rebecca, we've done this a million times.
You live here now.
You know your area, right?
Rebecca is funny. No, okay. Well, if you're going to justify it with that, I'd rather you not get lost. If you need the cell phone, keep it. Fine.
Obviously. Seriously. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye. Hear the youngins in the back. Bye, youngins.
See, and that's another reason she needs a phone, so they can watch YouTube when they're driving her crazy.
Mm-hmm. Keep them distracted.
I said what I said. Leah's in Sheboygan. Good morning, Leah.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Talk to us. Could you live without a cell phone?
Absolutely not. And I really want to challenge you to live without a cell phone for a week.
Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me.
Do it then.
I really want to see how every time you need your phone, like, mark it down. Like every time you need your phone during the week, mark it down. And then you're not going to have your phone. And then I just want to know, like, how that week went for you.
Now, question, though.
I have one, too. You go first.
Okay. Leah, would I be able to use technology as far as, like, a laptop still?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, don't be calling
I would
people
need,
on your phone.
Well,
you can't
right.
Be like,
you can't carry the laptop everywhere you go.
Oh,
right,
no.
Right, exactly.
Like for work, because, yes. You know, normally, I'll check my emails on my phone.
Absolutely. I mean, we had computers before we had walking computers, so.
Okay, so then here's my question. So if DZ actually did this, which I'm with you, Leah, there's no way he could accomplish this, and there's no way. I don't believe him.
See, here's the thing. I think that you truly believe that you can, but the day in our society, like, you can't.
Yeah,
you
technology can't. Actually helps everything, your quality of life with things. This Ooh. Is
everything's online these days, billing, numbers. I mean,
well, we don't have to pay bills. I mean, forget about those.
I'll default on the bills. I don't care about
Here's my issue. And he'll tell them he had no phone when they wonder why.
Oops.
My issue is, if DZ truly goes a week without a phone, Leah, then I can't get a hold of him.
That's the real problem, huh?
Well, see, what emails are for.
That part.
But what if I need him at that moment for the show? And
you
I
got
can't
my wife's number?
Here's the thing. I can't live without my phone, but my husband can. But you know what drives me nuts? When people message me to reach him.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly what would happen. And everybody would reach my wife to try to get to me.
Message his wife for the week. Thank you. Sorry.
Leah already knows the answer, what I'm going to do. I like the challenge, Leah. I might take you up on it. And me and your husband are going to do it.
And these two guys, any man that doesn't mind losing their phone is a faithful man.
The man don't care.
Swear to God. Yeah. Have no worries about your husband, Leah. He's safe.
I'm on my way home right now. We got a doctor's appointment for the kid, and I'm calling. He's not answering.
Of course
he's
not.
Napping.
Could be worse.
we appreciate your call, Leah. Thank you so much.
Could be hiding the phone is my point.
Yeah. Bye, guys. I'm really hoping you consider this.
I will. Thank you, Leah. Have a good day.
You too, guys. Bye. Bye.
Last but not least, Stephanie is in New Berlin this morning. She's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row and getting in. Stephanie!
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Dude.
Good morning.
Stephanie, could you live without a cell phone?
Keep it real.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Stop.
Yes.
Absolutely. 100%. I'm with DZ. I think my life would be a lot happier. And I absolutely could do that. And much props to him because he's even of a younger generation than us. And he still has that opinion.
Look at me. I'm an old soul. Mm-hmm. Sure am.
Wow.
But I mean, like, back in the day, okay, so in 2016, I decided that I was going to give up social media. And everyone just cannot believe this. We're so dependent on things right now that everyone's like, how can you do that? Maybe with the kids.
I want to know what's going on with people and my friends.
FOMO.
They almost like force you into social media.
Yes.
With everything.
Oh, so she's
and
against
like,
the man. She's like,
I gave it up and I have never been happier. I see everyone around me just stuck to TikTok videos and watching stuff all the time and everything.
Stephanie, now you're stepping on my toes.
Now Allie's getting offended, Stephanie.
I love TikTok. Now you're getting to me, okay?
Now you're getting personal. so Stephanie,
like, you don't realize until you do it that you're actually way less stressed and you're way more focused on everything else that's going on in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in all honesty, we joke about this or whatever. Could you live with a cell phone? Could you not? But you could live, and you would be fine, and you would find a way, just like we always used to do back in the day, and everyone lived happily, and everything was fine. Find a way.
Right. Stephanie's saying it's crazy how we all survived before we had cell phones. Crazy.
The world was different, too. Let me say this much, that you can sit there and you can be like, oh, social media sucks, but there are people that can have a very healthy relationship with social media, and there's 100%. People that can have that. A lot of people have a really bad one where they compare themselves to everyone and it causes them anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that need to get off social media, right? The ones that are comparing themselves to everybody. No, it can affect your self-esteem and your mental health.
True.
But
a lot
of us, if we can just go on and see our friends, let us live.
It's a way to connect. It is. But sometimes people just take it to a whole nother level and we don't need that. I challenge everybody, try to take a day.
No.
One day, even a half day.
No thanks.
No cell phone, no nothing.
Yeah,
see how it goes for you.
Drive away from your house and not have that anxiety that you don't have an electronic leash with you.
Do one thing.
It's going to be the opposite. If I leave without my phone, I'm going to be stressed out. Are you crazy, Stephanie? Come on.
Stephanie, we're trying. I was going to suggest go to the grocery store.
Way.
Leave your cell phone in the car. Just do that.
Just saying.
Baby steps. Stephanie, we're going to get there.
Thanks, Stephanie.
We appreciate you.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Whoever texted in, good point at the end there, Allie. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
My social media point was good. Now give me my Instagram back.
Yeah, get back on TikTok.